Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Smoke Out Saturdays on Talking with Cannabis.
On smoking that cannabis.
And my co-host just got off work, so if he's a little more low energy, you know, just go with it. And yeah, we're gonna get lit today. I don't really have much planned for this episode, so
why not?
Because I just don't. So just bear with us, you know. I do have our first segment planned out. So our first segment is going to be another debate. So the debate subject is,
yes,
sweet or savory edibles. Which one, yes, is better? Which one works better with, you know, just all around better, taste wise, percentage wise, potency wise, sales wise, whatever it is. So to start the debate, I guess I'll go first. I personally prefer sweet edibles over like savory edibles. But I do know that a lot of content creators have been getting into, like, savory edibles, like chips and the Cheez-Its and stuff, and from the club, you know? And, I don't know. I've never had, like, popcorn with THC in it, or chips, or, Cheez-Its or whatever, or crackers, so for me, they don't sound very appealing. I feel like you'd probably be able to taste the weed more, because it's savory and not sweet. I feel like the sweet edibles kind of cover up that weed taste, although I have had sweet edibles where they do taste like hella weed. But that's just kind of my opinion and my preference. I feel like sweet edibles are better edibles all the way around. What do you think?
I'm gonna go with sweet, only because I feel like, it's easier to get that saturated fat in there, it's easier to use butter on sweets, like cookies and cakes and stuff, and brownies. I don't know, I feel like it sort of tastes better, but, well, in some cases, because you could also make some savory food taste really good with weed, but for me, I feel like it's really meant to be just a little snack or whatever. I mean, just whatever. It's whatever you prefer. You know, don't shoot me for this, but I would prefer it more to be a little snack or a little, you know, treat.
Right. Like, if you walked into a dispensary right now,
you know, I'm like, I want some fucking chicken Alfredo weed.
And you were like, and you were looking at the edible shelf, you would go for, you know, the chocolates or the cookies.
Yeah, not the Marie Callender lasagna.
You wouldn't go for the
Stouffer's lasagna.
Right, or the Sriracha crackers, or their chips. Like, they have canned chips, you know, like, they have stuff like that at the clubs, but they just don't sound appealing. The flavors, the names.
I've seen people having, like, weed Doritos and shit.
And they act like they're really good, but I'm like, are they?
That don't even sound good,
are they,
bro,
really? Or,
like, you gotta figure out what tastes good with weed, because I done had some edibles that tasted terrible because it had weed in it.
Right. Sorry.
So yeah, weed is not for everything, dude. It's all about preference. And if you're good at cooking and know how things taste together, that would help a lot.
Right, like the cooking show we watched with cannabis, the contestants were required to, like, make, like, a 4-course dinner or something with, you know, THC and CBD or whatever. And, like, this one person, they made, like, THC tacos or something like that, and the judges said it was really good, but they looked so greasy. Like, do you remember that episode?
No.
Oh. They were, like, dripping, though, when they picked them up. Like, it just... I'm not sure if they just didn't know how to make tacos without them being super greasy, or if it was, like, they put too much, like, THC oil in the meat, or whatever they did. Because they used, like, oil, a can of oil, like a... like, olive oil, you know? Because they were making tacos, not like they were making, like, you know, anything that required butter. So they used, like, this oil, and the cooking oil had cannabis in it, but, I don't know, it just was looked oily or something like that, and, I don't know, the judges liked it. But then there were things that flopped on that show. Like, I think this one person made, like, some type of fish dish. It didn't sit over well, so, you know.
What the hell are we talking about?
We're talking about edibles, savory or sweet.
Oh, this is a debate. Well, see, now the basis of that show, I remember that show. It was to make weed edible. So everything you eat
and make it taste weed. Good.
And it gotta taste good. It can't just be like, oh, it gets me high.
And it has to be microdosed. You can't just throw in 50 pounds of THC and give it to the judges, because that would probably send them into a nervous breakdown. So everything had to be microdosed. They had to know the strain names, the percentages, the milligrams. And they also needed to know, you know, what flavors went with what. Like, if they were making a tropical-based dish, you would want to put a sativa in that, right? It's more of a uplifting, very colorful, vibrant type of dish. But it's like, if you put indica in that shit, it just, you know, I feel like the flavorings are off, you know? You want something bright and cheery and something like that. Like, if I was eating, like, a double fudge brownie, like, ice cream concoction thing, like we had at Red Lobster, I would want indica in that, not sativa. Because I'm expecting to go to bed after that big-ass dessert, you know? Ritz chocolate-heavy dessert, you know? You're gonna go to bed, right? You're not up. But, you know, you wake up in the morning and you go to a little, like, a weed restaurant and you order the pancakes. They're probably gonna put, like, a sativa dominant hybrid in it or a sativa in it, because it's breakfast time, you're starting your day, you don't want to go back to sleep, but you want to be stoned. So it's like, yeah, you might as well put a sativa in there, you know? It's like, yeah, the food has to match the strain. Like, that's important too.
Vacuums.
Okay.
Hold on, let me get this down there by you.
Oh.
What's wrong, your hand cramping?
Yeah, I'm getting some pain in my, pinky and my third finger.
Smoke it away. I'm gonna light it up for you.
Yeah, could you? I look like I have carpal tunnel. I'm like holding the lighter like this.
I've seen people with carpal tunnel. It's scary.
Cause your hand's just stuck.
Dude, it's like contorted into like some...
And not all
like,
of them are that bad.
Not all of them.
It depends.
I've seen some really bad cases of carpal tunnel.
No, I know.
Like,
they made an episode of Bob's Burgers where he had carpal tunnel and his hands were like this, and he had to wear these like things on his hands and
do
exercises and take pills. It was the one where he went to the arcade. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. And he was getting high off the pills.
Yeah, and he was talking to Daryl and he was like, "I'm so high."
Yeah, I remember that.
Bro, the old Bob's Burgers episodes were hella funny. They're still hella funny, but, like...
They were a lot more edgy back then. Now they calm down. In my opinion, I like
them more. No, the jokes are still edgy. They're just subtle.
Very subtle.
But Gene will say some wild-ass shit, and you gotta, like, really pay attention to peep it. They basically beat the algorithm to end up on Fox.
Nice.
Because if you've noticed, a lot of Family Guy episodes aren't aired on TV. Only a few select ones that they think are appropriate enough to be on TV. Or they cut out certain parts of the episode. How did you notice that?
Yes.
So they do that to, you know, have it, you know, meet the requirements of the algorithm and all that for TV. So Bob's Burgers did the same thing. So now their new episodes are airing on Fox. The old episodes are airing on CW13, and they only play at like 2, 3 in the morning. And I only remember that because I used to watch those old episodes at like 2, 3 in the morning on CW13. You remember that?
Yeah.
You'd wake up and Bob's Burgers would be on, but it'd be an old episode with like all the edgy jokes, you know? Same with Family Guy, too. Like, they just... Or American Dad. Like, just every... The older shows or episodes and the edgier ones, they were on there, and Fox basically cut it out.
Long time.
I just got a fly stoned.
Now it's his, him.
He's right here.
You got it? We're getting a little sci-fi with our noises today, aren't we?
Bro, he moved. He went in a circle and he moved over like 2 steps and now he's stuck.
You imagine like the heat was so hot and the fucking fly just burnt you a crisp.
We'd have a bunch of little crisp then.
Awesome.
Alright, we got a spazzer. Got a spazzer over
so
here.
So you like sweet better than savory?
Yeah, for sure. Let me know what you guys think.
Yeah.
Savory
definitely
or
let
sweet.
Us know what you guys think. I'm definitely, like I already said, I like the sweet. You're fired. So now what?
Dude,
no.
Who's fired?
I think he was talking to me.
You're fired.
Screw you, buddy. I'm not fired. You're fired.
You're fired.
Fuck you, dude. You're fired.
You're fired.
Wow. That dog is a brat.
You know what? I don't even know. What's our next segment?
I didn't have one set up, so that wraps up the first segment.
That's cool.
What to do for the second one, I am not sure. But I did see your guys' votes between what type of episodes you want to see in the future. And they want to see more concentrate-based episodes in the future. So when I get my electric dab rig, which I'm planning on getting sooner than later, fingers crossed. Ooh. But we'll see. So, as soon as I get that, we'll make a wax concentrate catered episode for you guys. I guess they want me to take more dabs.
Yeah.
Instead of just putting it on my bowl, which I could understand. No, electric dab rigs are not low price. I think their cheapest one is like $40. Maybe more. But I spent $60 on a bong, so it's like, I guess I could spend that much on an electric dab rig and be able to take dabs with ease, because it'd be so much easier. You know? So can you come up with something?
I'm at a loss. Give me something to talk about. Let's talk, you guys.
You eyeballing me?
No, sir.
I can't hear you!
Well, with that being said, how about some news? You guys like the news, right? Who doesn't like the news? We can get the news segment going on, you know what I'm saying?
It's okay. Man, no one cares about the news anymore.
It's woman with HIV had the coronavirus for 216 days. The virus mutated at least 30 times inside of her. What? A 36-year-old woman with advanced HIV carried the novel coronavirus for 216 days, during which the virus accumulated more than 30 mutations, a new study has found.
So what does this mean, that people with HIV are at more at risk?
I don't know. Coronaviruses gather 13 mutations to the spike protein, which is known to help the virus escape the immune system response, and 19 other mutations that could change the behavior of the virus. It is not clear whether the mutations she carried were passed on to others, the Los Angeles Times reported. Some of the mutations have been seen in variants such as... It's all these different variants. Whatever. If more such cases are found, it raises the prospect that HIV infection could be a source of new variants simply because the patients could carry the virus for longer. It's probably probably the exception rather than the rule for living with HIV, because prolonged infection requires severe immunocompromise. Yeah, that's pretty, I don't know what to think about that. I'm not a scientist. So, that's only just gonna scare people. who else is on the front page? Give me a minute. Groundbreaking weight loss drug approved by FDA. Newly approved drug, heralded as game changer and a growing national obesity crisis. I wish they would actually just tell me what it is, because now they're just like talking about obesity like they have to give you a background on what obesity is and health and all that shit before they even tell you. That's how those articles are really sneaky, so we're gonna skip right over that. Teen shot dead hours after graduating from high school. That's wild.
Oh my gosh.
Someone in Mississippi started her own waxing business, posted a video on Facebook. William Edwards, a close friend of Hop's family, said she was preparing to do the right things in a bright future. She was gunned down 10:45 p.m. Tuesday at a Texaco gas station in Jackson. Suffered multiple gunshot wounds, died at the scene. Four witnesses were brought in for questioning Wednesday. So they're still searching. No other details have been released. So my condolences to their family. I'm sorry. Pro athlete indicted in $215,000 catfishing scheme. Wow. So professional soccer player indicted on fraud charges and alleged $215,000 catfishing scheme. A United Soccer League player has been indicted on charges that alleged catfished two people at a combined $215,000. Abdul Osmani, 24, is a defender for the Union Omaha, right? Mm-hmm. He was charged last week along with Barnabas Ghani Deckham and a U.S. District Court in West Virginia with two counts of mail fraud, two counts of wire fraud, a money laundering charge, and a charge of receipt of stolen money. Per the indictment, Osamu is accused of catfishing people via online and text communications to get them to send him and another man money under the pretext of a romantic relationship. Osamu was among a group of 9 men indicted for unrelated alleged catfishing schemes that totaled over $2.5 million from 200 victims. You guys be careful out there. Those sneaky catfish. Well, first of all, don't send money to somebody you don't know. And don't send money that you know you're not gonna be able to get back for yourself. If you can't lend it, don't. Just don't.
If you can't lend it, don't spend it.
Right, exactly. Like, if you're like, man, I have $100, but I never know when I'm gonna get $100 again, but I'm gonna loan it to this person. Don't do that.
Don't be that person.
Even if you love them, if they love you, they'll understand. They'll just go broke. Both of you guys will go broke together. Okay? Okay. North Carolina County bans Coca-Cola machines over CEO's remark.
Whew!
North Carolina County bans Coca-Cola machines after company criticizes Georgia voting law. Officials in Surry County, North Carolina, voted to remove Coca-Cola machines from all government facilities in response to the beverage company's CEO remarks about Georgia's controversial new voting law. The ban passed through a board of commissioners meeting on May 17th with a 3-2 vote as a direct response to Coca-Cola CEO James Quincy comments, calling the voting law unacceptable and a step backwards. So they're mad at you, bro. They're like, we're not going to drink your Coca-Cola bottles in our office because you want to talk shit about the government. Well, you know, going up against the government usually ends badly. I'm not saying you can't do it. Not saying you shouldn't do it. But just know, a lot of the times it's going to end badly.
Yep.
Volleyballer sorry after racist gesture captured on TV.
Oh no.
Cringe alert. No. Volleyball player makes racist gesture about Thai opponent during televised match. A Serbian volleyball player has apologized after she was caught on camera making a racist gesture towards her Thai opponents. What? Sanja Djurjevic. Sanja Djurjevic pulled her eyelids apart to make a slant eye gesture during the televised FIVB Volleyball Women's Nationals League match against the Thai team in Italy on Tuesday night after a Thai player failed to win a point. Whew, girl, you know that was not right. You just knew that wasn't right. Whether they was talking shit to you or saying shit to you, because, you know, they don't tell all that side. But, you know, two wrongs don't make a right. You shouldn't have done it. We live and we learn and we move on. IRS sends 2.8 million additional refunds to taxpayers for unemployment. So the IRS is sending 2.8 million refunds this week to taxpayers who pay too much taxes for their 2020 unemployment benefits. IRS efforts to correct unemployment compensation overpayments will help most affected taxpayers avoid filing an amended tax return, the agency said in a statement on Friday. So good for you if you're on that list. What else should we talk about, honey?
I'm not sure.
You're getting quiet on me. Are you tired?
Sorry. No, I'm not tired.
You bored?
No. I guess I should have planned this out better.
Okay, well, look at this one. Blue Ivy, who's never seen a ceiling in her whole life, wasn't really impressed with Jay-Z's Hall of Fame induction. Blue Ivy, Grammy winner.
She's never seen a ceiling?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, okay,
well, ceiling.
Then, what about your house?
Right, your house, the bedroom, ceilings.
Right. Well, apparently, whatever. Blue Ivy, Grammy winner, athleisure model, and ceiling avoider is the daughter up arguably the biggest couple in modern music, Beyonce and Jay-Z, and she's still a bigger star. In the first episode of HBO's The Shop Uninterrupted's fourth season, Jay-Z chopped it up with LeBron James, Maverick Carter, Bad Bunny, Neka Oguimake, and Paul Rivera. He even ended up telling an amazing story about the pressure he felt following the late DMX's set during a late performance. Of course, the mention of the blue ended up being a highlight as well. Jay talked about, you know what, you guys are pricks for writing this article, because you mentioned a whole bunch of crap that doesn't really have to do with what I just clicked on, so thank you for wasting my time. Burger King employee slams customer who complained uniform was a distraction. She mad at the wrong person. So let's see what they're talking about. Alright, let's see. I don't think they have anyone saying anything. A Burger King employee posted a fed up TikTok after a customer allegedly told her that her uniform was too distracting. The employee, who goes by at Rockefellero and Lala on the app, explained that she received the complaint while she was working. Okay. Had a lady complained today because my work uniform was a distraction to her husband. Lala captioned the clip. Lala then showed off her uniform in a video, which was a collared Burger King shirt and black jeans, before she flipped off the camera. Apparently, she was trying to tell him something, and he wasn't paying attention, so she got upset. Yeah, that was that. And that was really dumb. What is wrong with people?
Yeah, Burger King uniforms aren't distracting.
You guys are taking this TikTok shit too far. People are really on it, though. Drake Bell of, oh my goodness, I don't believe this. Drake Bell of Nickelodeon's Drake and Josh charged with crimes against a child. Jared Drake Bell is facing serious legal trouble in Ohio. The Drake and Josh star who played Drake on the hit Nickelodeon show has been charged with attempt. Sorry for that brief interruption, but like we were saying, Drake has legal trouble in Ohio. He played Drake on Nickelodeon. Charged with attempted endangering children with disimitating matter harmful to juveniles. Not sure what that means. Do you know what that means at all?
Repeat that line.
It says, charged with attempted endangering children and disseminating matter harmful to juveniles.
The only part I understand in that sentence is that the fucking kids, preteens, whatever age that is, term, they, what's the rest of that say again? This heat is mushing my brain.
Attempted endangering children and disseminating matter harmful to juveniles.
Yeah, he was, just
giving kids weed or something.
Basically, yeah, you know.
Or alcohol.
Putting out dangerous stuff. Displaying stuff to juveniles.
Let's see. Drake 34 appeared in...
He's only 34. What the
Cuyahoga
fuck?
County. He's the same age as the other Drake.
The Kiki Drake?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
They're the same fucking age. That's funny.
Why does one look older than the other, though?
Dude. He definitely looks older than this Drake, but it's okay.
I was saying this Drake looks older than the other Drake.
I feel like it's the other way around, but teach yourself. So listen.
Bell appeared. Just the wrinkles.
Listen. Bell appeared in I don't know, Cuyahoga County Court. Man, what is up with all these fucking funky ass names?
Just skip the names.
On Thursday, where he pleaded not guilty to both charges, actor posted a $2,500 bond and was released after smirking in his mugshot. Bell was ordered not to have contact with this alleged victim, and he agreed. The alleged incident occurred December 1st, 2017. It's the same day Bell, who also goes by Drake Campana, was scheduled to play Cleveland's the Odeon Concert Club. Just announced Cleveland, Ohio, December 1st, Odeon Concert Club, Drake Campana, Drake Bell, October 19th, 2017. Okay. According to Fox 8 News, Bell is accused of engaging in an inappropriate chat with the victim that was sexual in nature at times. Other details are unclear at this time. Yahoo Entertainment reached out to a rep for Bell, but did not immediately receive a response. A pretrial hearing has been scheduled for June 23rd. Dude, that's fucking crazy.
So, it was a conversation?
I guess a conversation. No, but it seems like all of our little childhood stars and friends are being accused of doing something wrong.
Not Raven Simone.
Not Raven.
Well, not a sexual thing. Come here. Doing wrong. They just said that she was saying dumb shit on TV.
She was.
Well, yes. But we're not going to get into that right now. Okay? We're not going to get into that right now.
What are we going to get into right now?
Actually, you know that chick Amber Heard?
What about her?
You know who that is, right?
I feel like I've heard that name.
Johnny Depp's.
Yeah, Johnny Depp's. Yeah.
The one that's abusive.
Yep.
Well, apparently Raven Simone was out with her wife, right?
Right.
Because,
right,
you know, she's married to a chick, right? Did you know that?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, okay. I'm just making sure he's caught up. But, yeah, so they're out. They're, like, you know, in their car, right? Mm-hmm. And, I guess. Oh, they're charging their car. I remember. They're charging their car, right? Their Tesla or whatever the fuck she said it was. I think it was Tesla. And, fucking Amber Heard pulls up next to her, like, at the charging station.
They do.
And she's with some chick. And, Raven and her wife, they were throwing shade. And they were like, oh, she's out with her lesbian lover. She looks more like Johnny Depp than Johnny Depp. Da-da-da. Like, just, I don't know, throwing hella shade. And like, then the wife was like, I dare you to go take a picture with Amber. And Raven actually got a picture with her.
Yeah. I see it right here.
You found it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's on a website. I hope there's not any music over it, so we're gonna see.
Well, the video is on YouTube, because I think they Raven has like her own channel or something, but like, bro, it's...
Is Raven and the girl, so yeah. Listen.
The wife, babe.
Oh my fucking God.
Listen, we are charging our Tesla right now, and I swear to God, the girl next to us right now is Amber Heard and her lesbian lover. Oh my God. How can you tell that she has a mask on, babe? How do you know it's Amber?
Oh, because I have something that's called celebrity dart, and there they come.
I can't. They know
you
that I'm filming. I can't look.
Babe,
I can't look.
Fine. Look at them.
Oh, she's giving me super lesbian vibes.
See? Like, they're just...
Oh my God.
Yeah, they're just, like, really throwing, like, so much shade.
Oh my God, you're so...
Not that Amber doesn't deserve it, but...
She's probably talking to a lawyer. Look at her.
She's probably, like, calling the cops on us, being that we're filming and talking about her. You know she can feel it.
No, she really can't.
Oh my God. Her girlfriend looks like Johnny Depp right now.
Oh, she's got so mad. She's screaming, she's so upset.
Oh my God, I really wish I could film this right now, guys. This is Amber Heard, we're at the Tesla charger. Oh my God, her jacket's like super,
okay,
oh my
crying.
God, she's
crying,
she's so upset. She's so upset right now,
you're
I can't
okay.
even take it. Don't look at her, stop staring at her, babes.
I've
stop
never been
sta-
a sexist.
Bro, I hope Raven don't copyright my ass.
Nice purse, Amber. She's crazy.
Okay, anyway.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Then,
oh my God, oh my God, okay, so I just took a picture with Amber Heard.
This one right here.
She did it.
Dare me. Take a picture, and I was like, okay, she's like, do it now, or I'm not going to do it. I was like, okay, fine, I dare you. And she went, and she took a photo with Amber Heard, but let me tell you the best part. So here's the deal. So Amber gets out of her Tesla, and when she walked back up, I noticed that she didn't have her car key. She had to open her car through the app. Okay, perfect. She gets out of the car, takes a picture with Raven, and closes her door. Which then means as soon as Raven walks away, she goes back to her car, and her car is locked. With her phone inside, her purse inside, the snacks that she was nibbling on, and her jacket. And I watched this woman try to keep it cool and just try and act like she meant to get out of her car and close the door, turn around, and then she's just like there.
Just can't go anywhere.
Locked out of her car.
I was like, babes, unplug the car. We gotta go.
She's like, we have to leave immediately.
She doesn't know who I am, so everything's good. But Amber, I'm so sorry.
To know who you are.
Amber, I'm so sorry you got locked out of your car, but my picture's amazing. See?
No. It looked terrible.
Thanks, Amber.
Good luck.
Okay, well, you guys heard the story from the horse's mouth.
They ripped her to shreds.
They sure in the hell did. And now she's hoping she doesn't get sued. I mean, you weren't concerned about that when you were ripping on her. So, literally, you're fine. Don't worry about it. Sure.
Everything's fine.
Everything's just fine, sweetie. Just fine. I'm not hyperventilating.
Bro, he's not into this.
I don't know what the hell is wrong with my dog.
You gotta freaking cook. I'm telling you.
Max, dude.
We have to actually cook food to mix with the dog food. That's the only way he gonna eat it.
Here, you get a spoon.
While you over here flinging dog food in my purse.
Sorry. I thought it would help the dog. Look, he's got it on his face. Don't give me those puppy dog eyes over here trying to blink slow motion.
He's waiting for you to cook one.
No. Alright.
I stopped cooking for him.
Don't worry, Max. We just need more money. So be thankful for what you have. Okay? Okay.
He has plenty of dog food. It's a fucking dog food tower.
Right. It's like almost towering over.
He has 4 boxes of dog food. That's plenty. Plus 2 bags of kibbles. Like the
maybe
dog.
Maybe he wants some kibbles. He's tired of wet food. He wants some dry food. Let's see. Oh yeah. Oh no. Okay. Whatever.
He does not like the flavoring of this.
He literally just licked it, and that was it.
Well.
Alright, so where are we at now?
I don't know, I just thought that was funny. Like how excited Amber was to have someone want to take a picture with her, you know? Someone knew her name that wasn't, like, you know, ragging on her. I don't know, I just think that's, like, funny, because, like, they probably made her day for, like, 2.5 seconds till she got locked out of her car, you know? And then, like, I don't know, but...
Let's look at some referral cards from school. From the teacher, Mr. Herndon. Subject, guitar class at 2:03.
Guitar class?
Right. And this happened in 2009. Okay.
Sounds like it.
Danny was standing up in class saying, "Show me your booty hole."
Oh.
Nice going. Okay, this one says, "Told another student to go back to her house on whore what?" No.
On Horse Street?
Whatever, something like that. Because I'm like, these teachers, they think because they write in cursive, I don't know.
It's readable?
Right. When it's like, not? No, that definitely was not readable.
Right. Have you ever gotten a grade back from a teacher and you weren't sure what grade it was?
Mm-hmm.
Because you couldn't fucking read it? Like, you're looking at the letter and you're like, okay, is this a B? Is this a D? Is this an A? Is this an F? What the fuck is this? What is this letter?
Okay, so this one is for Jay Hudson. It says, student entered class late and started singing the new Ply song, Ritz-Carlton. Student said, Fuck a shooter. I'm my own shooter. I called his parent, and his dad said, ran off on the plug twice, and hung up the phone. The tension slipped, and the reason is because student threw a sandwich across class, screaming yellow. That was probably like the most 2013 thing to ever post. From whenever yellow came out.
Okay. He wants up. I'm sorry. He's mad at me now because I laughed. Babe, can you help him out? My buddy, he's upset with me.
Max, we can't do this. We're doing a show, Max. We're doing a show.
He doesn't care. Look at him. He's like, you're supposed to cook. I'm supposed to lay here.
Another student made the comment,
who do you think you are?
You need to push sassy. It further.
Sassy little boy.
Innocent comment. And, I don't know. You guys fucking suck. How are you teachers and all this other shit? But your handwriting isn't even fucking legible. It's irritating. So, okay, so this person's name is Kai. Kai was running around yelling, seal of command fades. I cast seal of command. Cast holy shock. He then punched a boy in the mouth and yelled, hammer of justice.
Okay.
Alright.
So that kid has ADHD.
Yeah, you guys suck. I can't do it right now. It's not working for me. I'm not about to sit up here and try to decipher these codes.
Okay, well, thank you for joining us for today's Smokeout Saturdays. That is going to be it for today's episode. Sorry, it was completely unorganized. I hope you enjoyed it. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your Saturday.
Good night.
So let's take this bong hit together, and we'll leave it at that. Cheers. Stay lit.